All hands on deck!
Aye, aye, Captain Pax!
Hoist the mainsail!
Yes, sir, Jonas!
It's time for character-building musical adventure!
Reporting for duty, sir!
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate!
Stay tuned! There's lots more excitement!
It's awesome as Colossimus!
Instead of me usual greeting, I'm going to say, good day, mate. Do you know why?
You're getting sick of the word ahoy?
No! Here on the Adventures of Patch the Pirate, we're starting a new story today. And it's called Patch the Pirate Down Under. We be a sailing to Australia, mates.
Good day, mate. I think I'm going to enjoy this.
Indeed you will, matey. So let's get started. We're off to the land of wonder, the land down under. Full speed ahead, mateys.
What you sow, you get what you grow. This is the law that the Lord has made. Give to others and you'll never lack. Plant some good and your good will come back. Oh, the boomerang's gonna come back, gonna come back, gonna come back to you. So be careful what you say, my friend, and be careful what you do. If you go through life giving out evil, you'll get back evil too. 'Cause the boomerang's gonna come back, gonna come back, gonna come back to you. 'Cause the boomerang's gonna come back, gonna come back. It's gonna come back, gonna come back. It's gonna come back, gonna come back, gonna come back to you.
Look starboard, Captain. It looks like there's glitter under the water. What is it?
I don't know, Pee-wee Pirate. It's not on my map of Australia.
Ew, the water's all gold and shimmery over there. Let's go closer and see.
We better not, Peanut. We're getting near the Great Barrier Reef. Many ships have been wrecked in these waters.
I want to go swimming.
Not right now, Princess Pirate.
It's time for your nappy.
I don't like nappies. Not even a little bit.
Pee-wee, take the wheel, mate.
Aye, Captain Patch.
I need to take Princess to her cabin.
I don't like nappies. Where's my blankie?
I sure would like to see what Spanky the Water Sparkle over there.
It's so twinkly, sparkly, glimmer, glim, glimmery.
But Captain Pat said to stay on course.
It couldn't hurt just to get a little bit closer.
Pee-wee, what are you doing?
I'm just turning the wheel a degree or two. Don't be such a worry bird.
Please don't!
We're getting closer. My curiosity is killing me.
I hope it doesn't kill me, too.
Uh-oh.
Pee-wee, are we still on course?
Almost, Captain.
We're just off a degree or two. Sissy and I tried to warn them, Captain.
Don't be such a goody-goody, Pixie. It's no big thing.
It might be bigger than you think, Pee-wee.
There could be something evil lurking in these waters.
But what could be wrong with being a little curious?
Plenty, Peanut. In Romans 16:19, God says he wants us to be wise about good things and innocent about evil things.
Getting curious about evil things usually leads to sin.
That's right, Sissy Seagull.
When you see old Mr. Sin coming around, you'd better run the other way.
Run the other way? That sounds like a sissy.
And I'm proud of it, too.
When Joseph worked in Potiphar's house, he really had the life. He had command of everything except for Potiphar's wife. She pestered Joseph every day and tried to lead him wrong. But Joseph said, "Excuse me, ma'am, while I put my running shoes on."
Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. Winston comes knocking at your door. That's just what your feet are for. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes. Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. Don't stop to take a closer look. Learn this lesson from God's book. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes, mate.
Old Potiphar's wife just wouldn't give up. She tried to make him sin. She used her wicked, wily charm, but Joseph wouldn't give in. He didn't stick around to talk, he didn't make a fuss. He grabbed his pair of running shoes and he left her in the dust.
Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. Winston comes knocking at your door. That's just what your feet are for. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes. Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. Don't stop to take a closer look. Learn this lesson from God's book. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes, mate.
No time to lose. Put on your shoes.
Something is coming up out of the water.
Looks like we're in a real tangle, mates.
The ship is all wrapped up in something long and rubbery.
My big elastic arms.
Be quiet, I'm taking a nappy.
It's a giant typical magnitudinal episodic.
Giant squid. Careful, mates, he's armed and dangerous.
Good day, mates. I'm Squash the Squid at your service. I squeeze, you squirm.
That glitter of gold in the water must have been a trick.
Precisely, Pipsqueak. I plunder pirate ships and then pile the precious metal in plain sight.
But why?
Because pilots always pull out of their pathway to peer. And then, pow, they're in a pickle.
If only I listened.
Please let us go, Mr. Squash.
You're going to sink the Jolly Roger.
If it's gold you're after, I'm afraid we don't have any.
Yeah, let go of our ship, you cruelicious silver-grown rubber band. What do you want, anyway?
You.
A squatty, witsy-bitsy seagull?
I've always wanted a gull friend. Could I kindly have a kiss, cutie?
Ew, kiss a stinky-winky, slimy-wimey, fishy-wishy monster? You've got to be kidding.
Ah, don't be squeamish. Perhaps a squirt from Squashy will squelch your squawking.
He's going to squirt her with his ink.
You piggy-wiggy brute! I will never be able to love anyone else but you.
What? What's going on?
How simply splendid, Sugar Plum.
I don't believe it.
She's gone crazy.
Yes. Hopelessly crazy over my dearie darling Sugar Squashy.
Yuck! She kissed him right on the beak. He's wrapping one of his ugly tentacles around her.
How about coming to my cavernous cave, my cuddly canary?
Oh, you're so bigamous and strongamous. Let's go.
What's going on?
How's he control her?
It must be that ink he squirted on her.
That's enough, Squash. You're not taking Sissy anywhere.
You silly, sappy, scrawny sailor. You certainly don't suppose you can stop me.
He's right, Captain.
That monster could sink the whole ship with one blow.
Can I go swimming now?
Go back to bed, Princess.
All right, Squash. Name your price.
Price?
Don't play dumb with me.
I'm stricken with serious sickness.
What sickness?
Greed for gold.
How much?
A gallon of gold from the gold mines of Gold Galluri.
Gold Galluri? Where is it?
That's your piddly problem, Patch.
Oh, Squashy Washy, you're just my time.
He's lost her mind and gone blind, too.
You wimps have 1 week to gather a gallon of glistening gold, or there'll be a wonderful wedding.
Wedding?
I've even employed a proper preacher.
I love wedding cake.
Who's getting married?
Why, you're gazing at the grand and glorious groom himself.
And who's the bride?
Oh, could it be?
Yes, my bewitching birdie. You shall be my beautiful bride.
Oh, do we have to wait a whole week?
It shall never happen, Squash.
Oh, yes, it shall, you puny pirate, unless you get a gallon of gold from Gold Galore. Remember, 1 week, right here. Return with the ransom. Sure, sweetheart. Slip into this bubble and let's slide under the surface.
Oh, I just love the fishy-licious smell of your breathy-wrathy.
Good, gorgeous. Now let's glide to our gilded getaway, the Golden Grotto.
The Golden Grotto. It sounds so romantical.
They're going under the water.
Poor Sissy.
They're going deeper and deeper.
Squash must have an underwater entrance to his cave.
I want to go swimming too.
Squash the squid is so evil. He gives me the creeps.
Just give me 5 minutes alone with him and I'll teach him some manners.
Captain, why does the Lord allow Squash to get away with doing so many bad things?
Who said he's going to get away with anything?
Well, he just got away with Sissy.
And nothing bad has happened to him yet.
Sailors, it may take a little while, but eventually, good seed bears good fruit, and bad seed bears bad fruit.
Is that what the Bible means when it says, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap?
You've got it, Pixie. Galatians 6:7, God's law of sowing and reaping.
There once was a little boy who wanted some respect, so he bragged on himself to everyone he met. He always criticized his friends and treated them like dirt, and he never figured out why his plan didn't work.
You reap what you sow, you get what you grow.
Was a little boy who didn't have too much, but he shared what he had with such a loving touch. He always did his best to help with every need he saw, and today that little boy is the richest of all.
You reap what you sow, you get what you grow. This is the law that the Lord has made. Give to others and you'll never lack.
Well, let Squash the Squid be a real friendly character, eh, mateys?
He'll get his. You reap what you sow, you know?
Here's a song about a Bible character who sowed faithfulness and reaped blessings from the Lord.
Ship Jolly Roger. This is Christiane with some exciting news for every sailor. Our adventure this week is Patch the Pirate Down Under, and the theme is You Reap What You Sow. Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on Purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts with real audio, download free coloring pages, and more. Click patchthepirate.org for more information about all of our children's recordings and music. From the airwaves to the webwaves, we are committed to reaching families with the finest Christ-honoring music and message.
Mateys, next week we'll meet our guide through the outback and be encountering some dangerous situations. Come back! So long for this week. This has been the adventures of Patch the Pirate. See you, mateys!
To find out how Patch the Pirate can be a regular part of your home, call 1-800-GO-PATCH for a free brochure.